Hi, my name is Rogério. I'm lost in the city. It's so hard. It's so big. The convention and around. And I would like to show a little bit a presentation about our university in Brazil. And it's simple because normally we don't have much money. We don't have much material to do that, and our idea is to show a sample in soil, and with the disponible material that we have. So we had many examples there about sample analysis. And the principle for us to get a good result, it's about the sample. How could I get the sample? Then there is our focus in the sample. And after that, we need to analyze with who have funding to pay that material. And we looking for a chemical analysis of soil. It's one for us. It's only that we want to analyze because for us it's the principal material we had there. And normally, a sample we looking for a representative sample and subdivide with our material that we got. By the way, we have many professors there that show about sample. This is one that idea about the sample, and we used only mathematics and statistics. We try to use software like SAS, software analytic statistics, and we didn't have a program to do that. Normally, we had a great variability about that result, and our idea it's an area that I will show in the farm. In the Brazilian farm, it's so big company in Brazil, they gave for us an area to do that experience. This is the area, and we removal of brachiaria before, that's a photo, and after that, that's a photo too. About that, in this area we subdivide area and we put sewage sludge there. We can see that area, this is sewage sludge around that area. This is a kind of we got at the city. It's another city is near there that has a place that gave for us free too. And after that we did a sample. We got a team that got sample about that. And our idea it's randomizing the block and the split plots, and we'll divide a sample 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 all over that area. And this is a biosolid that we had the treatment. We put 2.5, 5, 10. It's that idea, we put different kind of biosolid, and after that, analyze. We have a number of the sample, and we divide block 1, 2, 3, 4 with different sub-samples. Brazilian, it's a sample, and we 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. In here, and after that, we got that to send to the chemical analyzer. After that, we can you can see our sample. We a randomic material, and we got many samples, and normally we only know about if 5, 10, 15, and 20, 25 piece of biosolids. This is another photo about that material. Another photo. And after that, we sent to a chemical analyzer. And we analyze every material that 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And the principle that we got in with pH. And another analyze, when we have 5 samples, we can variability it's smaller. And when we got 15 samples, it's the best variability. Then we normally after that conclusion that if I have our area to do a sample, one this kind, it's one kind of analyze pH. We got, I have another material with another analyze, but for us our focus it's choose one, and we put an area with biosolid, and you need to looking for with a minimum material to get the best results. Normally, if you put 15, it's almost equal a 20. And 25, this a little bit better. But for us to disponibilize a few funny material and person, we got normally in that area with a biosolid, it's good for us to use around 15 samples. It's the idea about our job. Could you understand the question? Okay, thank you.